is bird note. The colorful feathers and loud songs of male songbirds often catch a birder's attention first. Observing females often means birding more slowly, noticing subtle differences in plumage and behavior, says Joanna Wu. She's part of a group called the Galbatrosses. They're encouraging birders to spend more time identifying female birds.
It slows things down dramatically, and all of us galbatrosses have experienced taking 20 minutes to identify a single bird.
Many female warblers are shades of greenish-yellow, making it tricky to figure out which species they are. But Joanna says the bird's behavior can give her clues.
Now I try to go out and see if I can find its mate, because oftentimes they're calling to each other, and then that will help me figure out who the bird is. I'll listen to her call notes. That can be a distinguishing factor.
Fellow galbatross Prabita Saha says that watching for females can help us understand birds on a deeper level.
I would say it's made us see birds as individuals rather than just species. So because we're looking at each bird's behavior or how they're communicating with each other, you just realize that each bird, even among a flock, has different personalities. Each bird is unique and each bird has something to teach us.
By listening and watching carefully, birders can learn more about female birds, and they can share that knowledge with the galbatrosses, who are compiling people's notes on female bird ID. Learn more on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Remmel.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Thank you. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
The Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program was created to support artists who have dedicated their lives to music and who now struggle to maintain mental wellness and an adequate standard of living. Loneliness and social isolation are key risk factors for mental health conditions later in life. This May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, the Unison Fund is asking you to support Canadian legacy artists and musicians. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Home of the fog of the dog.